New Mexico Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has vowed that her state, a border state, will not assist President-elect Donald Trump's administration in carrying out mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. However, Lujan Grisham said she would be willing to collaborate with the incoming Republican administration on solutions regarding immigration. In a statement to Newsweek, Lujan Grisham said, "We want every resource available that assists with investigations, interdictions, and deportations of convicted felons and those who enter our country and engage in criminal activity. If the incoming Trump administration wants to assign more federal agents to work with us in that regard, it is welcomed. This is where our focus should be." Her comments follow a statement last week from 26 Republican governors who supported Trump's immigration policies. They wrote, "We stand ready to utilize every tool at our disposal, whether through state law enforcement or the National Guard, to support President Trump in this vital mission." Governor Lujan Grisham has rejected the idea of using the National Guard for mass deportations. She argues it would wreak havoc on New Mexico's working class and communities. In response, Lujan Grisham told Newsweek, "We'll use every legal tool at our disposal to challenge mass deportations, and we'll join with other states in doing so, because there is strength in numbers. I will not assign the New Mexico National Guard to assist with mass deportations that break up families and wreak havoc on our economy in New Mexico. Federalizing the Guard so that we have no one here to deal with natural disasters and other emergencies is untenable." Trump has repeatedly stated his intention to crack down on illegal immigration. His plans include closing the borders and implementing the Remain in Mexico policy. The president-elect also plans on ending the Customs and Border Protection One phone application created under the Biden administration, which allows migrants to seek asylum. Trump also said he'll use both federal and state resources to curb the flow of undocumented immigrants. The president-elect has also appointed his border czar, Tom Homan, to implement his plan. He calls it the largest mass deportations of undocumented immigrants in U.S. history. Homan has been vocal in his criticism of Democratic governors and mayors of so-called sanctuary cities. He says they will not cooperate with the incoming administration's immigration policies. She also urged Congress to pass a bipartisan border security bill. "If Republicans are serious about the issue and not just grandstanding, then they will pass a comprehensive immigration bill," she said.